wake up in the morning feeling like I'm gonna have a good day.
Back, baby.
Another Monday.
Should we try and make it a fun day? Or just go home and try again tomorrow?
No. We'll try.
We're going to try our darndest. The date is June 16th, the year 2025. Logan and I sincerely hope that all you daddies out there had the Father's Day that you always dreamed of. Whether it means you had to man the grill and wait on everyone else hand and foot, maybe that's what you wanted to do. Maybe you got to live out your water skiing dreams like Dave Sherwood. Hopefully he got his dream.
He got his dream.
It was fulfilled. So whatever that looked like for you, I hope it was everything that you wanted this Father's Day. Because the dads, they only get one day. And today, it's back to work. And Stephen, if you're listening, I hope you took the trash out. Because I wasn't about to do that today. On Friday, we were working really hard to resolve a moral conflict that Logan was dealing with. And we got some really good advice. If you missed it, we are going to relive it together right now. Enjoy. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Akira and Logan in the morning. Logan, I'm so jealous of your sweatpants.
Hey, listen, I did what I could. I texted you last Friday, I was wearing some sweatpants. Kira comes in and says, oh, it's PJ day, why didn't you tell me?
Well, typically we declare it via text the night before.
And then I said, Kira, every Friday is PJ day for me. I don't know if you've noticed, but every Friday I'm wearing like baggy shorts or sweats.
And apparently I didn't get the memo.
No, I texted you this morning and said I'm wearing sweats.
I know.
Were you already dressed?
I was already dressed.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Jean jacket and jeans, good for you on a Friday.
And it's all digging. Yeah. It's not fun for me.
It's terrible.
Okay, so every Friday from here on out, we're being cozy.
That goes
without... So we don't even have to talk about
it. Baggy sweatpants, baggy shorts, baggy body, baby.
Baggy body. God. All right, so what's on your mind?
Riddle me this.
Okay.
Okay, let me back it up a little bit. I have friends coming over this weekend.
Fun.
A multitude of friends. Many friends. It's Bloody Market Square Day! It's like a holiday in Portsmouth. At any rate, my friends, the ones that are coming, they're very familiar with the area. So they love, like, Lexi's Burgers. They love Barrio.
They have their spots that they want to go to that they know they love.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And Barrio is one of them. Mm-hmm. And as I wrapped up my tennis season, my tennis girlies got me a gift card to Barrio, a very large gift card
to
Barrio.
So generous.
It was so nice. It was like their thank you gift for me coaching. So it was really, really nice. But they gave me a big fat gift card to Barrio. And now I'm in a weird predicament. So I've narrowed it down to three options regarding friends going out to eat with gift card. And it's number one, don't go to the place that you have a gift card. You're going to be put in an uncomfortable position. Don't go.
Okay.
Number two, go to Barrio with that big fat gift card and we'll say two other couples. But because I got the big fat gift card, I should treat everyone.
Yes.
Option number three, go to Barrio, but treat it as any other meal. I would accept Venmos and now I'm getting cash from people and I put all the food on my gift card, which feels wrong, but it's the same thing as it normally would be. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You feel like you're hoarding the gift card if you don't do that. If you don't use the gift card when you go out with your friends, then you feel like guilty about that because you have this big fat gift card and you could be treating your friends.
Correct. But also, like, I would never just treat my friends, you know, if we go out to dinner.
But you don't usually have a big fat gift card.
Correct. So do you, okay, I'm getting your vibe. You're saying because I have the gift card, I should buy everyone's dinner?
You need to be the Oprah of tacos.
Really?
You get a taco. Who wants pitchers of margaritas? Are we doing margaritas?
Just because I think, but the gift card is like cash.
Right.
I'm playing devil's advocate because I also think that that's probably what I'm supposed to do is treat everyone. But
Logan,
I'm playing devil's advocate for myself.
You're never going to use, like, it's going to take you so long to use this whole gift card. You don't think so?
No.
For you and, if you and Missy
that's
just
true,
went out.
Missy doesn't drink.
That's what I'm saying. It'll take you years.
Yeah.
Is it burning a hole in your pocket?
Right. So you're saying that I should treat everyone to a meal.
Be the hero.
Interesting. And then say, no, my, wow. Okay.
Don't you think?
I don't know. Yeah. So the truth is, I'm bringing this up because obviously deep down, I do think that's what I'm supposed to do.
Right. But you don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it because I lose out on, I'll say it, $200. You know what I mean? Because like if that gift card is equivalent to cash, in any other situation, I go out with friends and everybody puts down their credit card, or everybody, I put down my credit card and everyone Venmos me or hands me their portion of cash.
Mm-hmm.
So why would it be different? Again, I'm playing devil's advocate just because I obviously don't want to treat six people to a dinner.
Sure, sure. I'm hearing you don't want to treat six people to a dinner, so you shouldn't do that. You should steer them away. Barrio's not even that good anymore,
guys. It's so good. I love the El Jefe.
Well, now you have to act a little bit. Guys, Barrio's really falling off. I think we should go somewhere. Why don't you guys try somewhere new? There's so many places you haven't tried.
Interesting. So try to avoid that.
Yeah, if you're going to be selfish, which it sounds like you are.
No, listen, I'm like, whatever. I just wanted to know if I should or shouldn't. Good to know. You think I should treat everyone? I do. That was my knee-jerk reaction anyway.
I do. So when you go, when should I show up?
I invited you already. I ain't telling you again.
Okay. 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. We are going to revisit Logan's gift card dilemma that we were discussing earlier in the show because it has yet to be resolved.
True.
Do you want to catch the people up who didn't hear it?
Yes. I got a big fat gift card from my tennis team. Shout out to the girls at over at Dover Tennis, and I'm sure their parents. Got me a very big gift card to Barrio, one of our favorite spots in Portsmouth. And I've a bunch of friends coming over for Bloody Market Square Day this weekend.
A Bloody Market Square Day.
I love it in Portsmouth. It's so much fun. And the friends that are coming, they love Barrio. And I know that they're going to likely want to go and grab tacos and marks because seriously, they love it. And I said to Kira earlier in the show, what do I do with this gift card? Do I have to treat everyone because I have a big fat gift card? Or can I use it as like cash? Like, can I put everyone's meal on the gift card and then say, okay, everyone send me your cash or send me your Venmo? That kind of feels grimy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't really know what I need to do with it.
And I feel like Logan should be, this is his opportunity to be a hero, the Oprah of tacos. I mean, it's rare that you have this big fat gift card. It would take you so long for you and Missy to spend, especially because she's not a drinker.
I know.
Do you need this gift card for the course of 3 years? Or do you want to be a hero?
It is mine.
Well, what do you think Logan should do? Do you think he should be a little selfish and just hoard the gift card, not even tell anyone he has it? That's also an option that you didn't mention. It's an option.
It is an option.
You'd feel too guilty, too good of a guy. 603-749-0975. What should young Logan do? Mike, what do you think about this gift card stitch?
I normally don't agree with Logan on things, but today I'm going to.
Okay.
The gift card was a gift to him because they appreciated him. You know, that should be used for him. That's his thing. And if he wants to do the Venmo thing with a gift card, I don't see a problem with that. I mean, he would put it on his normal credit card, so treat the Venmo as a credit card.
Treat the gift card as a credit card. I see what you're saying.
Because why should you lose out on the benefit? Your girls treated you because you were special to them.
Oh, that's very true.
Thanks for saying that.
And that's taken away from their moment for you.
Yeah, they didn't want to buy, you know, all your friends tacos. They wanted to buy you tacos. That's a good point. I didn't think of.
I don't want to benefit in cash. I feel guilty doing that. Well, I feel bad. I don't want to and feel wrong wasting their gift on me, on other people. But I also feel wrong collecting cash.
Turning a profit from it. That feels dirty.
They both feel dirty.
Well, it really isn't a profit. You're spending the same amount of currency as you would if you were spending cash.
But these are Barrio bucks.
That's a good point, Mike. Right. Mike, thanks for chiming in and coming to my defense. I don't know what my defense is, but thanks for coming to my defense and saying I should collect some.
It was something that was special for you. If you want to share it with your spouse, that's different, but I mean, because you got a benefit from that, too.
All right, Mike, be good, pal.
All right.
Okay, what do you think Logan should do? Should he hoard the gift card and not even mention that he has it? Should he use it but have people Venmo for their portion of it, treat it like it is a credit card? Or should he just be the Oprah of tacos and margaritas and throw down that gift card and be a bloody hero
on Bloody Market Square Day?
Doesn't that one feel the most victorious? I feel like it does. I don't know. 603-749-0975. Maybe I'm just hoping I benefit from Logan's gift card on Bloody Market Square Day. That could be it. 603-749-0975 is our number. 97.5 WOKQ. For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Kira and Logan in the morning. Those are our names. We were just talking about Logan's gift card dilemma. If you don't know what we are referring to, he got a big fat gift card from the Dover High School tennis team after, you know, a successful first season of coaching. It was very generous. And now he has a group of pals coming to visit for Bloody Market Square Day, and they're going to want to go to Barrio. They always do because they don't live around here, and Barrio's the best. So Logan is faced with a dilemma. Is he kind of, you know, forced to use this big fat gift card and be the hero of lunch and treat all his friends to tacos and margaritas? Or does he not mention he has the gift card and kind of save it for just he and Missy? Or, I mean, there's a million other options. What's a guy to do with this gift
what
card?
What is a guy to do?
603-749-0975. That's our number if you have any suggestions. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who are we speaking with?
This is Bud Light Bill. How you doing?
Bud Latte Billy Boy.
Do you know Bud Latte Bill?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I like his energy.
Nice to meet you. Welcome to the show. What are your thoughts?
Well, thank you. So my input on Logan's dilemma is, one, definitely do not put it down and take cash back. That's a little skanky.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So either use it for you and Missy and or other family members, or turn it right back around and take the girls from the tennis team out for lunch, or maybe the senior girls, or take some of those out. Since that's where it came from, give it right back on a celebration.
Wow.
That is a good idea.
It's very wholesome.
That is a good idea.
He's done with the season, though. Those girls already forgot his name.
Correct. They already graduated. Like school's over. School's out for summer, baby.
Right. They don't want to see loser. I mean, you know, they're all friends.
Knock it off. It's not a bad idea, because I could hold on to it and use it next year. There are times, like after away matches, that the team goes out to dinner.
And you can use it for team bonding.
That way, you're the hero, but you're giving back to the organization that it came from.
Yeah, wow. You know, I think it's going to be tough for you, Logan, to have the self-control all summer to not spend the Barrio gift card. So why don't you just give it to your friend Kira? I'll hold on to it for you until next season.
Hey, Bud Latte Bill, how many Bud Lights do you think you and I could crush with this gift card? Get Kira out of this picture.
Well, depends if I'm driving or not, but we could definitely do some damage.
Gary, you're out. Bill's in.
Bill, I was just trying to help.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Be good, buddy.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, 603-749-0975 if you have any suggestions on 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning.
You know, whenever you say that, I always think of a song. We are the world. We are the children. You know that one?
It's
25 for Haiti.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is it's a good song. It's not really what I think of every time I say it.
When you go, we are here in Logan in the morning, I just want to go, we are the world.
I always think, we are UMass, because that's what we used to say.
Right.
Anyways.
we digress.
But we are here to talk to you this morning about Logan's gift card dilemma. So if you're just joining us, I feel like I've said the scenario a lot of times, but basically, Logan received a very generous gift card to Barrio from the tennis team over at Dover High School that he coached this season. And he knows that he's going to be eating at Barrio this weekend. He has some pals visiting, and they love Barrio, so they'll be going there. And Logan's kind of wondering, is he forced to use this big fat gift card and treat his friends? Does he use just some of it and cover P and Missy's portion of the program? Does he hoard the gift card entirely? Save it for just the time he and Missy goes out. What's a guy to do? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
This is April. So I'm calling to give Logan the solution to his gift card problem.
Sure.
That's great.
So after work today, Logan, take that hella gift card that you got down to Barrio and use it to buy several smaller gift cards, and then just bring only one of those smaller gift cards with you with your friends.
Holy smokes, this is epic.
What a great idea.
What? That like, there's no other solution. That is brilliant. I'll do $50 gift cards because I'll spend 50 like that, and then I'll probably have to spend some on my credit card anyway.
Yeah.
The only thing is, what? And this shouldn't deter you.
What?
But the whoever has to do this transaction is going to roll their eyes. They're going to be like, really? You're going to buy a gift card, little gift cards with this big gift card? This feels annoying.
Yeah, whatever.
I know. You can get past that.
Or you know what I could do, April and Kira? I could meet in the middle. What I'll do is I'll say, can I get just a separate $50 gift card taken off of this big one?
Yes.
There it is.
Yeah, you could do that.
Then
yeah,
I got one big gift card for me and Missy, a celebration. Shout out to the ladies and the tennis team. And then I got a smaller gift card that I'll go out and spend with pals this weekend.
That feels good. That feels right.
April, you're my girl.
Give it up for April.
Yeah, April, great job. Great job. Wow.
Somebody came to work today.
Somebody's actually using their head.
Evil genius.
Seriously, thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
She says evil genius. Mwah.
Mwah. Thanks for calling 97.5 WOKQ.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so the moral of the story is...
Well, I'm not going to Barrio. Oh, yeah. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Yeah. I loved what April said. That's what I'm doing.
I know. It is an extra step for you. It's an extra errand for you.
Don't care. It's going to be not terrible out today. I'll moped downtown and do exactly what April said.
Okay, perfect. And ladies of the Dover High School tennis team, or more importantly, their parents, next year, if you want to give Logan something, just make sure you give him five little $50 gift cards so he doesn't
Stop
have
it.
To deal
Stop
with
it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Do not make me sound ungrateful. I am so grateful for this generous gift.
I'm just saying. It's been really tormenting his soul. He's
Watch
been really
your tongue.
Worried
Watch
about
your tongue.
It.
Go into commercials.
Okay, yes. Here we go. 97.5 WOKQ.
The 97. It's going down. Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. Here we go. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hello, is this Kristen?
Hi, yes, it is.
Hi.
How are you guys?
How you doing?
Good, good.
I'm glad to hear it. So you are our contestant for Can't Beat Kira today. And you're trying to win Old Dominion tickets.
Yes, that sounds right. Okay. I have not played before.
Very fun. Kristen, you've listened, I have to assume. Is this true?
Yes. I actually was into the Mind Bender, and then you guys got rid of it, and I just haven't built up the courage to play this one yet.
A true OG.
Yes.
We missed the MB, the Mind Bender.
Yeah, the old MB. It did get the brain juices flowing in the morning, didn't it?
Yep.
All right, Kristen, well, kick Kira out of here, and let's do this thing together.
All right, Kira. Get on out of here.
Okay, Kristen.
So you don't get to do that with the Mind Bender.
Yeah, right.
All right, Kristen. She's out. All questions multiple choice today.
Oh my gosh, awesome.
You're welcome.
I'm ready.
Question number one. On pace to be one of the greatest rappers of all time, Tupac Shakur was how old when he was shot in a drive-by shooting in Nevada in 96? Was he 25 or 35?
I'll say 25.
Question number two. Yesterday, everywhere in the country, there were protests, but there were also celebrations of the Army's birthday. How old did the U.S. Army turn yesterday? Was it 250 years old, 300 years old, or 500 years old?
250.
Question number three. The baby in the movie The Incredibles. Is his name Beep Beep, Mike Mike, or Jack Jack?
Jack.
All right, Kira's coming back in.
All right.
How do you feel, Kristen? How are my questions? Were they reasonable? Are you confident? Give me all your feelings.
Yeah, they were definitely reasonable. I'm feeling confident, but the Army one, I'm not quite sure.
It's okay, Kira. You can hear that. She didn't say the question.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard this on your way out, but everyone is multiple choice today.
Oh, that's
it's a giving Monday.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you for saying that. Question one, Kira. On pace to be one of the greatest rappers of all time, Tupac Shakur was how old when he was shot in a drive-by shooting in 96? Was he 25 or was he 35?
25.
He was 25. Gone too soon. You got it right. Kristen got it right. Great job. 1-1.
Mm-mm.
Question two. Kira, yesterday, everywhere in the country, there were protests, but there were also celebrations of the Army's birthday. How old did the U.S. Army turn yesterday? 250 years old, 300 years old, or 500 years old?
Okay. Really great question.
I really appreciate you saying that. I was nervous because, it's political. It's not political. It was a birthday. No. It's a birthday question.
Yeah, it's a birthday question. I'm going to go with 250.
250, says Kira. 250. Says Kristen, 250 is correct.
Phew.
You nervous?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I didn't want to look stupid there.
2-2, great job. The baby in the movie The Incredibles, is his name Beep Beep, Mike Mike, or Jack Jack?
Jack-Jack.
Jack-Jack is correct. You said it. Kristen said it. 3-3, each of you. Great job.
Wow.
Kristen, you technically...
Oh, my God.
Yoke, hear the phrase of shame.
She's losing it. She's losing it already.
Do you know what to say, Kristen?
Yes. My name is Kristen from Rochester, and I cannot beat Kira.
Now that that's over. Now that that's over, Kristen, we can tell you won the Old Dominion tickets with Ernest. You're going.
Yeah, you are.
Yay. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Kristen, for playing Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ. Are you able to hold on?
Yep, I'm here.
Hold on.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So Logan and I got wind of a story last week about someone that we don't work with directly, but we know through the radio industry.
Sure. Yeah.
Too specific?
That's more than I would have said. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I already said it. So let's just keep it moving. So she had something really tragic happen to her, and I unfortunately think it's more common than people think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Perhaps not to this degree. So this person was supposed to get married this past Saturday. And on Thursday, her fiancé just came to her and said that he didn't think it was going to work out.
He didn't see the future. They had different plans for future that he only realized 3 days before the wedding.
Which is so unfortunate.
It's terrible.
It's so unfortunate because I imagine that they had these conversations. I could just say what it is because they don't know who we're talking about. You know, she was very upfront that she wanted children, you know, and he was on board up until the Thursday before they got married.
I got to wonder if that's a cop-out, by the way.
Do you think?
Well, if you are trying to save face, and by save face, I mean save your own character, and you're going to do that, like, to say it's because of the kids, it's almost like, hey, I'm doing this for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I is completely wrong. He is not validated at all. But I'm just saying, like,
instead, it sounds better than being like, I want to be a bachelor for the rest of my life.
Correct. Instead of being like, I don't know what it is. I'm not ready to get married. I don't want to marry you. Instead of saying that.
It's you. Yeah.
Instead of being overly honest, it's like a let's blame the kid thing that we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Let's blame the something in the future so that it's not directly on me.
Yeah. No, that
could be.
Could
a cop-out. It could be the truth. Don't get me wrong. But it could be a cop-out.
Either way, such a tough pill for her to swallow because not only is it humiliating to have to cancel a wedding that people are probably already flown in for. By Thursday? Come on.
Yeah.
The wedding Saturday?
Yeah.
I mean, how embarrassing is that? And then her future just crumbling before her eyes.
Literally.
I mean, she thought that she was going to have a family and marry the love of her life.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I'm sick to my stomach thinking about it, to be honest.
Yeah, and I know this is definitely a vulnerable thing to talk about. But we're trying to talk to you about it. You listening. We want to know if someone out there is willing to chat with us about this. Have you ever been in this predicament? Maybe you called the wedding off, or maybe your significant other called the wedding off. And it doesn't have to be the week of. Maybe you were engaged and together for a long time, but you called it off. We'd like to know if it ended up working out for the better either way. Maybe you got back together.
Right. Logan said, as we were discussing this before we came on, he was like, is there any coming back from that? And in my head, I'm like, are you nuts? Is there any coming back? But there could be a situation.
People where they call off the engagement and say, you know what, let's just wait a year or two and see if this is for real. And then it is for real.
Yeah.
And they get married.
And it turns out the timing is better.
Yeah.
So then it does work out. So that's what we want to know. If you were part of a broken engagement, was it on your terms? Was there any coming back from that? How close to the wedding did the engagement get called off? Is anyone out there where it happened the week of?
We're going to have so many follow-ups once you call.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of an interrogation, but yeah, I know it does require some vulnerability. So with that being said, if you are willing to be vulnerable with us this morning, we do have a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley that we would be happy to give a random caller. So our number is 603-749-0975, 603-749-0975. If you were part of a broken engagement and you're willing to share your story with us, we would really appreciate that. 603-749-0975. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Just to remind you, you could win tickets to see them in Guilford on July 5th with Can't Beat Kira this morning. We get our contestant at 7:35. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Okay. So, our listener, Tyler, Ty Guy, he's in a little bit of trouble today. Got himself in trouble over the weekend. He did leave us a voicemail on our 97.5 WOKQ app. Our favorite. Please feel free to do that whenever you are dealing with a dilemma in your life. So we are going to play and then we are going to discuss as a class. Here we go.
We had a gender reveal party for our child recently, and we found out it was a girl, and she could see this like moment of disappointment on my face. And I just couldn't hide it. Because we've had two other girls, so I was kind of looking forward to having a son this time, and, you know, we did it. But, like, yeah, she just saw this moment, and she just could see us disappointed, and she was just so upset at me, and she still hasn't let it go. She still keeps giving me a hard time about it. That moment, she caught me red-handed, so I'm in trouble.
Yeesh.
Okay, so it goes without saying, she, meaning his wife, is really sad to see him outwardly disappointed that they are going to have another girl. So what do you think? Is Tyler being a jerk for expressing his real feelings all over his face at the gender reveal party? What do you think?
This is what you get. This is what you get when you do a gender reveal party. You get natural reactions. You can't. I don't think you can be mad at the guy. That was his knee-jerk reaction. Now, he probably should have known he has cameras on him, you know what I mean, and kept it together.
Thanks for saying that.
But it's his knee-jerk reaction, like,
which you can't control.
Right, exactly. That's kind of what I'm. That's kind of what I'm getting at.
Let Ty Guy be a lesson for all y'all. For every, I think if you want to have a gender reveal party, rock on with your bad self. However, if you have underlying feelings, really hopeful feelings,
yeah.
That this kid is going to be a boy. You have two girls already. You're praying for a boy. And you know deep down that you're going to be a little disappointed. If you have another girl, maybe a public gender reveal party ain't the right option for you.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever agreed more with you.
Really?
Probably.
What is the date and time? I want to treasure this moment.
Stop it.
So what do you think? I mean, it's already done. The emotions were all over that face of Tyler's. So I guess, do you think he was being a jerk? And what is the right thing to say to his wife right now to make things okay? Because no matter what, this baby's coming.
True.
She is coming.
And can we broaden it? Have you had a gender reveal party? And maybe your spouse's reaction was not happy. How did that conversation go?
How did you work through it? Tyler could really use your advice right now. I know that for a fact, Jack. 603-749-0975. What do you think? Is there any coming back from this for Tyler? What could he say to his wife right now to make it all? Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's us, Kira and Logan in the morning. We are trying our darndest to help out our listener, Tyler, who finds himself in the doghouse this morning. Okay, over the weekend, he and his wife had a gender reveal party for baby number three. And when they found out baby number three is going to be a girly girl, when they already have two girly girls, there was disappointment all over Ty Guy's face. And the wife caught it, and it's on camera forever. And, she's not too happy about that. So, was Tyler being a jerk for kind of showing it all over his face, his disappointment that baby number three is going to be a girl? 603-749-0975. Hello, Mike. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. So what do you think?
Here's my take on it.
Okay.
They already have two girls, so I'm okay with his reaction for the third child being a girl. He's a little bit disappointed. Maybe they shouldn't have had a gender reveal party in the first place, like you guys said, so I agree. Now, my other take is, if they have no children, this is your first child, and you show like an outward disappointment reaction at a gender reveal party, and then, like, you know, you're a jerk.
So, first kid, you're a jerk to be upset, but by the third kid, you're allowed to
pick. Well, why are you having a child in the first place? You know, it could be a boy, it could be a girl, you're excited, this is your first child, here we go. But for the third child, he's already got two girls, he was kind of hoping for a boy, and like you guys said, you put your gender reveal under cameras and stuff, maybe he could have kept it together a little bit better, but So, no, I'm not mad at Tyler because it's the third child. But the first child, that's how you react. Ooh, you in trouble, boy.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the biggest issue, I think, is the camera. You're going to have weird reactions that aren't going to really match how you feel because you're processing it. You know what I mean? So right. To have a camera on you at your most vulnerable moment is just, it's crazy to me.
And you guys said it perfectly. Like, they've already got two children, so they kind of, like, they're having a gender reveal party, but it's kind of got to be known that Tyler is, like, really hoping for it to be a boy.
Right.
Right. So is it the best choice to have it be a big public display if there's so much hope underlying?
No. I think that's a couple decision, too. Like, they should have, like, you know, you already have two children. You've already been, like, you know, you're obviously married and stuff. Like, let's maybe the gender reveal party for the third child was not the way to go. But like you said, Kira, you know, if it's your, that's what you want to do, and then knock yourselves out. But
is there a world where eventually, and at what age, can the parents show the daughter this video? So like, it's fun to watch, like, home videos, right?
Yeah.
But is this daughter gonna be like, oh my God, you wanted me to be a boy? Or eventually, is it something that she can laugh about?
You know, that's a really good question. Maybe it's something you can laugh about. I think it depends on the couple, but
I think it depends on the girl, too, like the third girl, like in her relationship with her dad, maybe. Like, they right. grow up to have a really special relationship, and they go to Sox games, and she's kind of, sure. like, more like the son that he sure. wanted.
Oh, yeah,
and then
yeah.
And then they can laugh about it, because they have such a special thing.
Got it.
But it depends on their relationship, yeah. right?
And no, I agree 100%. I just think in this particular case, with it already being, you know, two children, they were hoping for the boy. Well, he was hoping for the boy. And then, you know, I'm kind of going to give him a free pass on this one.
But I like it. Awesome, Mike. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. You have a great day.
All right. You too.
Be good.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we're still taking your calls on this. If you'd like to chime in, our number is 603-749-0975. What do you think? Was Tyler being a jerk? Have you ever been to a gender reveal party where things went so terribly wrong?
Everyone looks right at the dad, don't they?
I think
during the gender reveal party. Yeah, they look right. I'm just calling this out. I feel like you look right at the pops-to-be to be like, how do you feel?
Yeah, what are you thinking? And like, in this particular situation, is there anything that Tyler can say to his wife to, like, make her feel better? Because she's pregnant, she's uncomfortable, and she just saw disappointment all over her partner's face.
I know.
That feels bad.
It does.
That feels really bad. How can he come back from this? 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in and help Ty Guy out on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It is us, Kira and Logan, in the morning, and we're trying to help out our listener, Tyler, who left us a voicemail on the 97.5 WOKQ app. Spark Notes edition. Our boy is in the doghouse. Why? Because he and his wife had a gender reveal party over the weekend for baby number three. They have two girls, and the gender of the third is a girl as well. And all over Tyler's face was disappointment. It didn't make his wife feel very good, and she's not really letting it go. So, was Tyler being a jerk for having that disappointment all over his face, obviously, in public, at the gender reveal party? And is there any coming back from that? 603-749-0975 is our number, if you'd like to chime in. What's up, Tina?
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling regarding the gender reveal. My son and my daughter-in-law have currently three boys, okay. And on the third one they did a gender reveal, and it was another boy.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter-in-law was crushed.
No,
she so badly wanted a little girl because mm-hmm. she'd already had two boys.
Sure.
And she looked at my son, I'm sorry, was crying and said, you lied to me. You said it was going to be a girl.
Shut up.
He can't control it.
This is in front of everyone?
And yes, and it was all on video.
Oy. Yes.
Are they still, yes. How they doing?
Are they doing
they're
all right?
They're doing awesome. She is, now she's all in. I've got three boys. I'm a mom boy, and they're not going to have no more babies, so the girl's out.
What we're learning from your situation, Tina, your son and daughter-in-laws, and for Tyler, it's like, when it's number three, a lot of couples know that this is the last
Hurrah.
Hurrah. This is their last child, so there's lots of emotion attached to it, especially if you're really hoping for a certain gender.
Yeah.
And so you got to really think about it. Like, do you want this? Because it's a 50-50 shot, right? Do you want that reaction to be in front of a group of people and on camera if it goes the other way?
I don't think she regrets her reaction.
Good.
Well, that's good.
But I think she might regret it being so public.
Sure.
Meaning with family and friends around, and I didn't know what I felt so bad for my son because he was convinced it was going to be a girl just because that's really what she wanted.
Right.
She's a girly girl through and through, and so I understand. Now she's footballs and baseball and basketball games, and she ain't playing dollhouse.
She ain't playing dollhouse. Well, Tina, it's so nice of you to take the time to call us this morning and share this personal tale. I know it'll mean a lot to Tyler that, you know, your son and daughter-in-law were able to bounce back from this.
They did. And my youngest grandson now, he's 7 years old. And like I said, she's all into the football stuff with the boys.
Love it. That's great, Tina. Thanks for the call.
You guys have a great day.
Ciao. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Bye, Tina.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, we're still taking your calls on this. If you want to chime in and help out Ty Guy, he sure could use it. 603-74- Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's us. Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan, what do you think? Do you think we helped out our listener, Tyler, who left us that voicemail about the gender reveal party?
No. I don't.
Okay, that's very honest.
I think that maybe him and his wife just, they know other people do this. It's natural to have a natural reaction.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have recorded it. Live and learn.
Right.
Live and learn.
And if you're just joining us, Tyler had a gender reveal party over the weekend for baby number three. They already have two girls. Baby number three is going to be a girl. And the disappointment was very evident all over his face. And obviously that didn't make his wife feel very good. She's having a hard time moving past it. We did receive a message about this.
Speaking of disappointing, B. Dixon 22 in Kensington messaged in and said, and by the way, this is a terrible idea.
Okay.
Said, I think Tyler needs to sit down with his wife and just tell her that he's not mad. He's just disappointed.
Oh, excellent.
Horrible idea. You don't ever say the disappointed word.
No.
I'd rather be mad.
This baby's the coming. She will be here before we know it. And you know what, Ty Guy, if you're listening, and I know that you are, you're gonna love this little girl with all of your heart.
No doubt.
All right. So, speaking of love, Old Dominion, my absolute favorite band, coming to Guilford, New Hampshire. And we have an extra pair of tickets to the July 5th show. Would you like to go? Obviously you would. So we're about to play Can't Beat Kira for These Bad Larrys. If you'd like to win a pair of tickets, it's the Old Dominion. Give us a call right now at 603-749-0975. Again, Old Dominion tickets up for grabs with Can't Beat Kira. Our number, if you'd like to play, is 603-749-0975. Good luck from 97.5 WOKQ. Hey!
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Alicia, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Yes, this is exciting.
This is very exciting. And who's with you? Is it Reese?
I'm my daughter, Reese.
What up, Reese? How old are you?
I'm 14.
Okay, so you're going to help mom out today?
Yes.
All right.
The dream team. Okay, who wants to kick me out of here? Who wants to do the honors and give me the boot?
I'll do it. Get up.
Oh, I'll do it. Get out, Kira.
Kind of harsh, Reese. Okay, I'm out of here. Good luck, ladies.
Thank you. You too.
I can kind of feel Reese saying that to her mom. Mom, get out of here to the room.
All the time.
All the time. All right, here we go. Question number one. Reese, I'll be impressed if you could do this, but I have a feeling Alicia's going to know it. Finish this quote from the iconic O.J. Simpson murder trial. If the glove does not fit, you must blank.
Acquit.
Question number two. Reese, she didn't even give you a chance to answer that. Question two here. Lauren Elena and her husband Cam Arnold have officially welcomed their first child, Benny Dahl, into the world. Did Lauren Elena just have a baby girl or a baby boy?
Boy.
Question number three. Fill in the blank from this hardware store commercial. Blank is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
It's just a place with the helpful hardware folks.
Is that Reese? Reese, that was outstanding. All right, Kira's coming back in. Don't give any answers away.
Okay.
But it was a beautiful performance. It was kind of like filling the lyrics, but not with a country song. Hey, Kira, welcome back.
Logan, ladies, are we all having fun?
Yes, they are.
They are, and therefore I am.
Good.
Question one, Kira. Finish this quote from the iconic O.J. Simpson murder trial. If the glove does not fit, you must blank.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry to put you on the spot. Kira and I try not to embarrass each other, even though sometimes we do, but I thought you might have known this
one.
Yeah,
make it fit.
If the glove does not fit, you must make it fit. No. If the glove does not fit, you must acquit, and you must go on our Instagram and apologize to everybody.
Okay. Because
people are coming at you today. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's really bad. Sorry. It's bad.
Alicia got that right. 1-0. Question two. Lauren Elena and her husband Cam Arnold have officially welcomed their first child, Benny Dahl, into the world. Did Lauren Elena have a baby boy or a baby girl? Benny Dahl.
It's a girl.
It is a girl.
Yeah.
And right. Alicia and Reese guessed boy, which, to be honest, with the name Benny,
it's tough.
It is tough.
Could have gone either way.
It's a cute spelling, B-E-N-I. I do like that.
Unique. Yeah. We like it.
1-1. Question number three. Kira filmed this blank from this hardware store commercial. Blank is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Ace is the place.
Ace is the place. You said it. Reese sang it.
Ooh.
2-2. Final score. Alicia / Reese, we do need the phrase of shame.
We cannot beat Kira.
Well, she said that's good enough, right?
Yeah, that's good enough. So you guys are going to see Old Dominion. Have a great time.
Thank you.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Hello there. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Thank you for hanging out with us today. So beach season is upon us, and we have a bit of a beach etiquette question for you. Is it a jerk move to save a big old spot on the beach for a group that isn't present? Like they're going to show up a few hours from now. You have 10 chairs, right?
Yeah.
In a little semicircle formation.
Sure, sure.
And only two people are sitting there, you know, using it. And let's say it's a crowded beach, like maybe we'll use Hampton Beach.
Sure thing.
As an example, in the peak of summer. Is that a jerk move? Or do you believe the early bird gets the worm? If you're there early enough to stake out that prime real estate, rock on with your bad self. What are your thoughts?
I wish I knew you were going to ask me, and I just, for some reason, I'm ill-prepared. I don't know, because I'm not a beach goer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't spend that much time there, so the truth is, I would have a hard time doing it, you know?
So, morally?
Morally. I would do it, and then if somebody was like, actually, that's not how this works, I'm just going to sit here, I would probably be like, that's okay, you could do that.
What do you mean? Someone says,
like, if I was like, this whole area is mine, I got people coming in an hour or two. If someone said to me, that's crazy, they're not here, I'm going to set up camp, I would just immediately fold.
Oh, in this scenario that you're painting, you don't have chairs or things to set up to hold that space. You're just using the, I have people
coming.
Yeah,
I have people, they're coming, they're going to set up some blankets around me. And if someone was like, they're not here, I don't care.
Okay.
I would fold so fast.
You'd be like, okay.
I'd be like, you're right, they're not here.
And I don't know the rules of the beach, you be the boss.
Yeah, that is just like, I think it's valid to be like, first come, first serve. You can't hold a half an acre.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I feel that. In your example where you don't have stuff to stake out the land,
yeah,
you don't have a leg to stand on. However, if you and your bestie or your significant other schlepped all those chairs down to the beach to claim out the spot, set up the umbrellas, have the coolers, that's your space. And you can claim it.
How much clay space can you claim, though?
As much crap as you have.
This topic may be changing. Really? So I got a 12 by 12 easy up.
Yeah.
Maybe even bigger. Maybe it's a 14 by 14. I got a 14 by 14 easy up. I can set, which is enormous, Kira. Mm-hmm. I can set that thing up at the beach and be like, sorry, it's mine.
I think so.
Wow.
Well, you took the effort. You packed it in the car. You got there in an hour where you staked out the best spot, the prime real estate on the beach. You set it up.
Really?
You know?
What if I put like cornhole boards and like I set some games up? Mm-hmm. And they're not being used, and people are walking in with chairs and blankets and like, can I sit here?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have the ability to say, nope,
Those are for my cornhole boards that I may or may not use in the next 6 to 8 hours.
Now that's a plot twist. Games you're not using.
Right. I'm sorry to throw another wrench in here. I just don't know the rules of beaching.
The game aspect feels a little jerky.
Okay.
A little bit, yeah.
Sure.
You have the spike ball net out that, and it's like,
but
not
that's what
being
people
used.
Do. That's what people use to hold areas. Yeah. They'll set up the games. So you're saying games are no go, chairs are fair play.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, good take. I don't know.
This is all my thought. This is all playing out live.
This is what happens. As you say, this is what happens with live radio. Kira and I just start thinking our thoughts out loud.
Do you think you listening? If you're a beach goer, 603-749-0975. If you want to chime in, is it a jerk move to claim a large piece of real estate on the beach, either with chairs or an easy up or games you ain't using? If people aren't using those seats, or is it like the early bird gets the worm? If you got there, you staked out the good piece of land, then God love you.
Can you imagine if they just start setting up like circles? Like they put circles all over the beach and like you get a circle. Like in Vegas, they give street performers a circle and they say you can have, this is your space.
Ooh.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, or
what
like.
What would the diameter be?
I don't know. Or it's like camping. Like you have a campsite,
correct.
You have a beach site.
Correct.
Yeah. Maybe there needs to be a little more organization. Cause right now it's the wild,
it's
wild
a
west.
Free for all.
It's chaos. 603-7. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. We do have a special guest on the line here. Okay, so on the line we have Angel Lynn and Askyla. So Logan met Angel Lynn out in the wild this weekend at Target. Angel Lynn, what happened?
Well, I saw you at first and I was like, oh shoot, that's Logan. And I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I walked down the aisle and I was like, no, I got to say something. So I did, and I was so stoked to see you out in the wild, but also so bummed for Skyla because I knew he was going to be so mad that he missed you.
Yep, I was waiting for my skewers. I had to ask someone from Target where the wooden skewers were. There were none on display.
That seems like a very niche product.
Well, it's kebab season.
No, you're right. You're right. But I wouldn't know what section to look in for that.
Yeah, I went all over the store and then I had to ask someone. And Skyla, you're on your way to soccer camp in Epping. How old are you, pal?
I'm 12.
And school's done for the summer?
Yeah.
Love that.
Heck yeah, dude.
Are you so excited for soccer camp?
Oh, yeah.
We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school, so.
Yes, thank you guys so much for listening. Skyla, mom said that you were a big listener, so we were going to give you a shout out, but you called before the shout out could even happen. So
this is even better.
It's perfect. I'm happy we got to talk to you.
Yeah,
that was great.
Let Angel Lynn and Skyla be, you know, your example that if you spot either Logan or myself out in the wild, always come up and say hi. We love making new friends. We love meeting listeners.
Even if it's in the produce section of Target on a Saturday morning.
Have a great day, friends. Thanks for calling 97.5 WOKQ. And for now, it's very punctual, actually. It is time for that 820 Morgan Wallen contest code. Here we go, here we go, here we go now.
I am Morgan Wallen.
And your contest code is 589-589. Enter that in the 97.5 WOKQ app. 589.
Did you hear the man? He said 589. So get your apple and good luck from 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Kira and Logan in the morning. Oh, goody, Logan. It's our favorite, a voicemail from the 97.5 WOKQ app. This time it is from our listener, Kylie, who is feeling some type of way about her husband's work wife. So I'll play you the voicemail. We can discuss it together. Here we go. This is what she said.
I want to know if I should be freaking out. So you know how everybody has a work spouse? I have a work husband, my husband has a work wife, everything's cool. But this year for his birthday, his work wife got him a really expensive gift, a golf driver. I'm talking like $300+. So that kind of like throws up some red flags for me. It makes me pay attention, like who's he working with? Like what kind of relationship is this? I mean, it seems a little off to me that a coworker would spend that much money because that, you know, that doesn't happen. Even a work wife personal gift, you know, it's a little chopsky thing, but not a $300 golf driver.
Red flag alert. Red flag alert.
Unless.
Are you about to play devil's advocate?
Logan playing devil's advocate? Always. That's I live and breathe that style.
Okay.
Listen, here's the only thing that I'll say. If they
are in a different industry where they make a lot of money, you have to factor that in.
Oh, so if she rich, it's so, okay?
Yeah, let's say, for example, just easy math. Let's say they're both in finance and, like, bringing home 200K a year, something stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a $300 driver is like a tchotchke for them. You know what I mean?
For the other half.
For the other half. For the 1%. We say other half, but it's really like the 1%.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, I mean, I think this is crazy for, you know, it is a little crazy. However, if they both take home a lot of money, like, if this could be a normal-ish gift for someone else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is devil's advocate. If you know, it's weird. It's weird.
I think it's also a factor. Kylie, the one who left us the voicemail, her relationship, her dynamic with the husband's work wife. If she's been out with them, she's seen them, she's not worried.
It's a good point.
She's not a threat. She's like, oh my God, this is so platonic. I don't feel worried at all. However,
you could get me anything and my wife would be like, that is so nice of Kira.
Really?
Yes.
See, I was going to say, if I bought you a golf driver, she'd be like, what's she getting you that for?
Yeah, but
that's kind of weird.
No, I don't think so. I really don't think. I think Missy would be like, oh, that was way too generous of Kira.
How kind.
I can't believe Kira's letting you golf more. I hate her.
Exactly. And then it's like a dynamic of overshadowing the wife.
Yeah.
Right? Like whatever Kylie got her husband probably wasn't so expensive and extravagant as what the work wife got her.
That's a very good point.
Kim.
Someone's calling. If you're calling, I'm putting you on hold for 1 second.
Don't leave us. Don't you dare leave us. Should Kylie be worried? Should Kylie be threatened about her husband's work wife getting him a very extravagant birthday gift? It's weird. Okay?
Yeah, probably.
I'm gonna say it. I think it's weird. But maybe you don't think so. 603-749-0975. Should Kylie be worried? Let us know what you think. We're taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan and I are working diligently trying to help out our listener, Kylie, who left us a voicemail on the 97.5 WOKQ app. This is what she said.
I want to know if I should be freaking out. So you know how everybody has a work spouse. I have a work husband. My husband has a work wife. Everything's cool. But this year for his birthday, his work wife got him a really expensive gift, a golf driver. I'm talking like $300+. So that kind of like throws up some red flags for me. It makes me pay attention. Like, who's he working with? Like, what kind of relationship is this? I mean, it seems a little off to me that a coworker would spend that much money, because that, you know, that doesn't happen. Even a work wife personal gift, you know, it's a little chotsky thing, but not a $300 golf driver.
Oh. So do you think that Kylie should feel threatened by her husband and the relationship he has with his work wife? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Aaron Collin from Exeter.
What's up, Aaron? So what are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts are we 100% sure that he's the one that bought him the driver? Maybe he went out and got it himself and blamed it on his work wife.
That's a hoot.
That would get him in more trouble, wouldn't it?
No.
No, not really. Logan, you play golf. I know I play golf.
Because he's not spending his money.
You get. Yep. Yep. Go
wow.
Try spending $500 on a driver nowadays.
That's a good point.
That's giving Kylie an extra level of insecurity. I think she would rather just be pissed at him for spending their hard-earned money than her thinking that there's something going on at work.
Does a man's brain work that way, though?
Does it?
Well, here's what I'll say. If anybody in this world came to me and got me a brand new driver, there's 0% chance that I'm saying, sorry, this might cause some frustration in my household. No, thank you.
This is feeling inappropriate. I can't accept this.
I'm going to take that driver. I'm going to go sulk to my wife and say, sorry, honey, brand new driver.
Someone's in love with me.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. By the way, I have a tea time in 30 minutes.
Oh, God, love you, Aaron. Well, you were the right man to call us for this, and I appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day.
See you, man.
Still taking your calls on this if you'd like to chime in at 603-749-0975. Should Kylie be worried? What on earth is her husband's work wife doing spending that amount of money on him for his B-Day? Is there a chance that this is a normal platonic relationship and she has nothing to worry about? I mean, perhaps. Maybe your significant other has a friendship at work like this. We'd love to hear about
it. I'd love a free driver.
Yeah, okay. There's that. 603-749-0975. Was that a hint to me?
Yes.
Okay, 603-749-0975. It's not in the budget this year. Sorry, Logan. OKQ. It is us, Kira and Logan in the morning. We're trying to help out our listener, Kylie, who left us a voicemail on the 97.5 WOKQ app. So Spark notes a dish. She's feeling a little threatened by her husband's quote-unquote work wife, as she just dropped a bunch of money on his birthday gift, bought him a golf driver, which typically costs how much, Logan?
Yeah, between $300 and $500.
It's a lot of money.
Unless my wife's listening, then it's like $100, and don't worry if I come home with a new one.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. It's nothing. I got it for free from my work wife. 603-749-0975. Wondering if Kylie should be worried. Is this a red flag of sorts? Hello, Jen. Welcome to Kira and Logan in the Morning. We're very glad you're here.
Hello.
Hello. So what are your thoughts?
Me personally, I'm a very outspoken person. I would personally ask her if she had any intentions with my husband.
Oh, you'd go straight
you'd
to the source.
You'd go straight to her?
Yes, I would.
Well, I mean, there's no way she's going to say yes. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I just would. That's just me as a person. They're like, what are your intentions with my husband? Is it just friendly? Like, and then I would just tell her, like, you know, this made me feel very uncomfortable. You buying him expensive gifts like this. And if my husband's the type of person that had to, like, reciprocate, like, feel like he had to buy her something, I would make it perfectly clear that you're overstepping your boundaries. I don't mind you guys being friends and everything, but it's a little bit too much.
But, Jen, would you let him keep the club?
Hell yeah.
Hell free. Yeah. I love her.
It's free. Why not? If they're friends. Like, I have a work boyfriend, and I would never, ever buy him that something expensive. I just wouldn't. I think it's way overstepping her boundaries.
You do get close with your work friends. Like, I bought Logan socks that said something funny about golf. Like, they're socks.
Right, and I got Gwen and Mickey Mouse.
Right, and it's like just something that makes you think of the other person. That's a small token, not like I spent half my paycheck on this for you.
Right.
I would go right to the source.
Well, thank you for making time for us this morning. You're very well spoken, and we appreciate you.
No problem. You have a wonderful day.
Bye, Jen the baddie.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks so much for holding. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Jordan from Rochester.
What's up, Jordan? So what do you think about this situation?
So I don't know. I think that there are little red flags. I see the whole situation. But as a whole, I mean, my husband and I, we've been together for 10 years. I just would not feel threatened by that because I just trust him. So there's not really much that's going to raise my eyebrow to that. I mean, I'd be like, okay, that's a little odd, but it wouldn't make me think that something's going on. Does that make sense?
I really like this take, and I kind of am echoing, and this is why I brought up the money thing, because let's say, for example, it was like a $100 gift. Would that be more okay in your eyes, Kira?
Yeah, I think $100 is still a lot to spend on a coworker, but maybe that's my cheap heart talking.
Sure.
I don't know how much it would have been in general. Like, that's just, my husband likes golf.
Yeah.
So I get that, but at the same time, I don't know, like, I just don't see him in that light, so I just know that something weird wouldn't be going on. I don't know.
You'd just be like, oh, I guess they're pretty close.
Yeah.
I like that. You have a healthy relationship. It's amazing.
The healthiest.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Okay,
so if you have any words of wisdom for Kylie, please feel free to shoot us a message on the 97.5 WOKQ app. Blake Shelton, stay country or die trying on your number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the Morning. That song's really lingering, still going. Okay, it is time for compliments, double downs, and apologies. Brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. I have a little bit of a unique one. It is a compliment, but it's not necessarily anything that happened on the show today. It is a compliment to where we live, the Seacoast area. I can't recommend enough being a tourist in your own town. It is a lot of fun.
It is.
And sometimes we take for granted that we just live 10 minutes away from these things that people plan all year to take vacation where we live, you know?
Yeah.
And this past weekend, Stephen, my husband, baby Gwen, and I were tourists in our own town of Hampton.
The best kind of weekend.
And went on Hampton Beach, and I got merch like I was visiting. I'm wearing my Hampton Beach Surf Club sweatshirt that is very cozy. We got fried dough on the boardwalk. We looked at the sand castles, the sculptures. The competition was happening this weekend, and it was really fun. We just kind of pretended that we were visitors in our own town, and we were being tourists. And I recommend doing that because it's really fun, and it gives you a whole new appreciation for where you live.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I like that.
My compliments to where we live. What do you have, my
guy? I'm complimenting a couple people who came up to me when I was slinging that meat in Chichester yesterday.
Sling that meat, boy.
A couple people came up to me and said, hey, like multiple people, by the way, right away, first thing, what'd you do with that gift card? How'd that gift card dilemma work out? And, you know, between that and then running into Askyla Angel Lynn, Askyla's mother in Target, it's just so nice to run into listeners in the wild and to have them call out things you've said in the past. Like, if you think that Kira and I think it's weird, we don't.
It's like,
ever.
It makes us feel like, oh my God, thank
You're
God.
Listening.
People are listening.
Yeah, Kira and I have this media, the radio medium is so bizarre because we don't know if, you know, of course when people call, we're like, okay, people are listening, they're hearing us, but we don't know. There could be two people listening to us at any given morning, or there could be 2,000 people listening to us at any given morning.
We're just two knuckleheads shooting the you-know-what every morning, and we
the
don't...
What?
You know.
Just kidding.
You know what. And we don't know who's listening, so when you call us out in the wild, it really means a lot.
It does mean a lot. So thank you to everybody who did that when I was in Chichester yesterday, getting rid of 20 ribeyes for $39. And thank you to Angel Lynn and Askyla for doing it when I was in the produce section of Target.
I can't believe you're not sick of saying that $39 ribeye deal.
No, I was busy yesterday. I was carrying boxes for people.
Were you?
Yeah, there was a huge... It was enormous.
Okay, muscle man. I hope
so
they don't put
people.
Me to work. I don't want manual
there
labor.
There were so many people there.
Seriously?
Yeah, there were so many meat deals.
I love a meat deal. Well, that's great. On that note, we out. Ginny Rogers is up next. So is 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. And all Monday long, don't you forget it. Who loves you?
We do.
On 97.5 WOKQ.